discover netto, down, cut, without any external appreciations, who we really are. And we've discovered that that's critically important. I'm going to labor the point, because in order to enjoy yourself and have simcha, you have to know yourself and to love yourself, and you can't do that if you don't know yourself. And we really don't know ourselves, not the way Abraham Avinu knew himself. And we said that the person, the Rebbe for this sugya, is Abraham Avinu, because Abraham Avinu is the first person who was really Megale himself for who he really was. You have to understand what that was. What was Avraham Avinu's chiddush? So that's really going to be our Rebbe for the next few weeks as we go through these sugyas. Mm-hmm. Try and learn about Avraham Avinu. It's nice because the parshas we're learning now are Avraham Avinu parshas. Someone give me a clue where we got up to? Adyamos Avraham Avinu. Second last paragraph of Mem Dalet. Kol Yoshvei Tevel Nikro B'nai Noach. Until the days of Avraham Avinu, everybody in the world was called the Bnei Noach. Yeah, the world got wiped out. Only one left was Noach and his son. So everybody ultimately could trace his heritage back to Noach, which we can as well, by the way. Sure. Except, you'll see, I'm not a Bnei Noach. Mimenu va'alo yitchil am chadash. From now on in, there is a new nation. Shekibul shem v'tor atzmim. They got a name and a description of their own. You're not a Ben Noach anymore, you're Israel. Ah, you descended from Noach in Achinami. But you're a Bria Chadosha. It's now considered that Avraham Avinu, klapei us, anyway, was Adam Rishon, first person in the world, and we're descended from him. What happened to Noach? Nothing to do with us anymore. I'm not a Ben Noach anymore. The Sod Zemavur, the Mishnah, Bekach Ne'emasham. The Meforsha Halacha in Hilchus Nedarim. Kainam she'enu ne'ne lebnei noach. I make an oath, neder, not to be ne'ne lebnei noach. Mutter v'Yisrael v'asav u'soylam. He's mutter v'Yisrael. And it's asav u'soylam. Why? I'm also ben noach. Maybe in the way of speaking, I'm also descended from noach. Take up a genetic heritage, you'll see I'm also ben noach. Kloima. The person makes a neder, he's not going to get an or from a ben noach. Who mutzel an ois miyudim, but he can still get an or from Jews. Why? Hatam lekachu she'am Yisrael shuv einu nikra ben noach, because you're not ben noach anymore. Ela ben Avram. Min aroi lahavin ma'inu kudus hamfane she'ischoyle lebo'oilam al yedei Avram Avinu. Ad she'anu nechshavim kebonov ve'lo kevein noach ha'tzadik. The march of the pool, Anugav, Tzitzayim Shalach. We have to understand what was the Nakuda that Avraham Avinu brought into this world that changed us so fundamentally that we have no Shaykhs to Noach HaTzadik anymore, and we're now called Bnei Avraham. We were his descendants, we're not descended. Tell me now, I'm still descended from Noach, but you have more of a Shaykhs to Avraham. You're a better Noach HaTzadik, and that's called Am Yisrael. Fine. But is that I have no Shaykhs to my past? That means the change must have been so fundamental that it left nothing of the past at all. What happened?
So that's the Russian that was Bnei Avraham. That's really
not Bnei Noach. You're not Noach anymore. You're not descended from Noach. But I am. No, you're not. What did Avraham Avinu do that shifted us so out of, so different? We're not Bnei Noach anymore. Okay. It's not 100% raya from the Gemara Dorian, because you have to know in Gemara Dorian you're dealing with all sorts of different lashonis and this and that, but it's a pretty powerful insight anyway, even if it's not a 100% raya. Okay, you put this raya on the table of a lamb and it'll slog you up. I'm just warning you, because there are ways of doing it. Okay. Ma gila Avraham Avinu.
Why is it making you look like you are Bnei Noach?
No, it's just that there it means Bnei Noach, because that's why people talk. I'm not a Bnei Noach, I'm an Avraham Avinu. But it doesn't mean that I have no shaykhus to being a Bnei Noach anymore. You could still be considered a Bnei Noach. Just in Hilchus Nedarim, that's the way people speak. I'm saying, it's not a Meyachus Raya, but it's a very strong indication that we're not considered Bnei Noach anymore. Okay, Ma gila Avraham Avinu. So what Avraham Avinu bring to the world? We're trying to understand ourselves, and we're trying to use Avraham Avinu as the guide to understanding ourselves. So what did Avraham Avinu reveal? What did he bring into the world? Gavanu Lavin is Yechiduyes Tzadoy Shal Avraham Avinu Misoyer Reshayda Nosefes. In trying to understand, when it comes to trying to understand that which Avraham Avinu, that aspect which Avraham Avinu brought into the world, that uniqueness that he brought into the world, it gives rise, it arouses another question. Hare gam chanoich, mesushelach, noach, shem va'eva, hakiru es boiro. All these great people recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu. They were Nevi'im. Vayu tzadikim gedoilim. They were also tzadikim gedoilim. When Avraham came into the world, there were a lot of tzadikim in the world that knew a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Zois va'oi, hara Avraham Avinu atzmai nivgash es Shem ve'im Noach. Avraham Avinu, we know, met Shem and met Noach. K'mavua b'braisa b'seida oilam rabba, wherever that is. Chamishim u'shmoyne shona. Rashi says this. 58 shana chay Noach v'Avram Avinu yachad v'olam. Noach's last 58 years in the world, Avram Avinu was around. V'im kain ha'imuna yisi yedua lifn Avram Avinu. Imuna was known to Avram Avinu. Noach passed on the Mesodas that he had from Adam Arishon. V'ukiva lo yisoy min Noach v'shem b'noi. And he got them from Noach and he got them from Shem. But even after Avraham Avinu rejected the whole path and started a new thing, he still sent his children and grandchildren to go learn in Shem Va'eva's Yeshiva. So Shem Va'eva, it couldn't have been that bad. It means he rejected his path, he created a whole new world order, but still sent his kids to go learn in Shem Va'eva. So it's not like Nimrod, you know, and Terach. Avraham Avinu had a Terach and a Nimrod in the world, they also rejected it. Wasn't that they were rejected out of hand? Shem was still the Rosh Hashiva.
Well, Shem could it be just a different way of expressing that Judaism?
Except if Shem was dying on Shabbos, Me'ikra Din, you couldn't be Machal Shabbos to save him. And yet the little Shlomi Rosenblum down the road, wherever that is, okay, you have Machal Shabbos to save him.
Because they weren't.
They're not Jewish. But not technically not Jewish. They weren't. They weren't Bnei Avram. In order to be technically Jewish, you have to be a Bnei Avram. You have to Magayah. They never Magayah. Pashtus not. It's not so. Okay, that's a sugya. But Pashtus not. No, they never Magayah. But technically we are descended from Shem. Yeah. I mean, we did some biologically come from Shem, although even that's been changed. Yeah. Okay. You're going to make a mission out of that to get them to call it something else? Okay. Mythic nations, you know, whatever that means. Okay. Vim kain kasha medua Avraham enu mechshav k'mamshichim shel kodmov. So the question then is, why isn't Avraham considered a continuation of that which became before him? Ele k'mi shevitza nahala v'dash l'chilotim. As all these considered somebody who invented a whole, totally new, different way. Avraham b'chasam sefer. Shailes v'tshuvas yiridei simon shin nun vav mavur b'shem haramban shekol ha'yedios ha'ksuvas b'toraseinu ha'kadosha oides ma shitrachesh v'neema ad l'Avraham Avinu. He brings down b'shem haramban that everything that's written in the Torah concerning that which took place until Avraham Avinu nimsoru b'shalshelesh mesira mipeh lo'ezen. From Adam Arishon all the way down to until Avraham Avinu came into the world, was handed down in a chain of Mesorah from mouth to ear. The Adam Arishon leMetushelach, Metushelach leNoach, Minoach leAvram. Gam Noach hakiras boyre. Noach also recognized Hashem. Vafilu Nimrod hakiras reboyne. Kolosh Chazal. The Chazal says makiras boyre. Nimrod knew there was a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm not saying he was a prophet, but Pachashtus, he had some kind of level of prophecy. They're all good in that age. And he knew HaKosh Baruch Hu. Nimzin kain, kishom kasha, shekamo, kasha, ma chidush Avraham Avinu. So what is Avraham Avinu's chidush? That there's a God in the world, we know. That God created Adam Arishon, we know that. Tak, tak, tak. Everything down to Noach, up to the end of Pashas Noach, we know. What is the chidush? What am I mean to do? Barai. את עצם המציע שיש, מה אני ללביר? יהיה לי גם נוח, ושם בני החורף. And even if Avram discovered it himself, yeah, even if he did discover it himself, but he discovered something that was already known. He wasn't the, when he discovered that there was a Kodesh Baruch, he went to the world and said, you know what, there's a Bayer Olam, Noach said, no, it was the Chiddush. Yeah, I spent 100 and something years building a boat for him. Every day he used to come and give, I mean, what do you think, I'd never catch, I don't know what Shem was. Or the Chiddush. וראי, את עצם המציא שיש מניג לבירי, הייתי גם נוח, ושם בני החולה, וידיע זו יש גם חנך, שהופך למלך ממתתת, ומסי שלך בני, חנך הוא so great, that he became a מלך, the Kabbalah talks about him, there's such a high level, we don't say his name. Chanoch became the Malach that is called Mem Tetet, we don't say his name, and such a high level that it says he stands at the pinnacle of the world just before the Yukavavka. I mean, he's just a little bit less than the Yukavavka. You guys know, it's slightly learned about this, more than we do, but anyway, I'm just saying. So who was Chanoch? Chanoch was so great that today he lives just below the Yukavavka, whatever that means. So what? So Avram Avinu didn't have good rabbis. So what did he do? Imkay, aiza ma'afach ochel Avram Avinu lemeicha chauv de sheemun avoredes Hashem hayudus ma'az b'yosayim. So what did Avram Avinu come along and create the whole new world on the basis of what? Well, what was the chiddush that created this thing called Am Yisrael? He's going to bring it later, but the Rambam says mafurish that there were ten generations, and all of them angered Hashem ad sheyavo Avram. It means all the people we've spoken about, Yachanoich and Sushalach and Hashem, were all angered Hashem. They made him angry. So what did Avraham do to appease that anger? Yeah, we start getting into some real, you have to break your ears to understand. We're on Mem Hay at the bottom. V'amin v'Hashem v'yachshov eloi litztoker. What does it mean? Avraham the stoker for Hashem. Yetelokin. But to say not Kadoshli, in our holy Torah, Kosuv Shakolish Bochi Hichshid La'am Avinu, considers Avram Avinu as Imunosai Kitstoker. Avram's Imuna, whatever that means, we'll see. I mean, the context of what he said, we know what Avram Avinu's Imuna is. Hashem considered it like Kitstoker. Kishinema Va'amin Ba'Hashem Ve'yachshov Eloi Litztoker. He was Ma'amin Ba'Hashem, he believed whatever Ma'amin means there. And Hashem considered that stalker. What's Hashem? Pasuk says now, Mother Bris Ben Abasorim. Remember that? The Pashas. Last week, Channel 9. Not that we understand the Bris Ben Abasorim, Bichlal. But. Kasha Avram Avinu Ayah Ben Shivim Shona, he was 70 years old. He gone into the fire for Hashem. When he was 52, he got thrown into the Kibshan Nation and lived with an open miracle. What's the big deal that he believed in Hashem? If they throw you into a burning furnace, yeah, and you come out unscathed, and you believe in Hashem, it was like, okay. Why is it considered? What's the big dagger? I mean, we understand that he went into the fire, big mesivus nefesh or whatever. But Hashem shows you himself, mefurish, and now you believe in Hashem. Of course, you had a gilui, you saw Hashem.
They believed in Hashem before that, though. That's why I could go in the fire.
Right? Good. But we're talking about, yeah, about the business plan of the sorry. Abraham, why wasn't it considered then that he was, that he's, his mom in Hashem was at stock? Only now? Let's see. Because Bochor Oysel on Nisim Geluim, Hashem did open miracles for him. Tzedakah's Pirushu Asiyas Maise Meyuchad B'Minoy Sha'in Do'imelo. L'Chayre Emunosu Shalamam La'achad Neis HaKivshan Einu Nechleles Bechlal Zeh. Avram Avinu going into the Kivshan Ha'ais and his Emunah after the Kivshan Ha'ais was not considered yet to be this thing of Yechshavol Tzedakah. It was an imuna. It was a high level, but the same way as by the Akedah. Hashem says, "Va'ata ani yedati." Now I know that you were Yerushalayim. What? Until he went up to the Akedah, Hashem didn't know that Avraham Avinu Yerushalayim. You see? Yeah. What was expected of Avraham Avinu? It wasn't ready yet. Yes. So it means about Avraham Avinu had imuna, but then imuna wasn't considered stalker. We still don't know what that means. But it means it wasn't until the Bismanos, until 70 years old, Avraham's imuna was lacking something in order for it to be called stalker. The same way as his Yerus Hashem until the Akedah was lacking something in order for it to call what's the loss in there?
Where?
In the Akedah. After he does the Shechting of the Ram, it says Ki Ata Yerus Hashem something. Yerus Elokim. Ki Yadati
Hashem.
Yeah, they're all possible. ולא חסכת את מנחה, ולא חסכת את דבר הזה. whatever. Okay, so same idea. Same idea is there. Imagine that
committed though, because for Abraham.
Has this got anything to do with discovering myself? Just ask yourself carefully. Is what you're going to do now a nice intellectual discussion, which on Torah, which I don't mind doing, or is this mamash nogaya to the discovery of me?
You, or you as Abraham in the context of
you as Ryan, using this safe and this session in order to get totally focused on discovering myself. Me, Ani. That's what we're trying to do here. We're not
sure.
Okay, so then hold off. Hold off until you're sure. There's a bomb of discussion here in terms of learning Chumash and whatever, and I'm not saying not. I just want to keep focused. It was fascinating parsha. You can see months of each parsha. Or Yeshli Shoel Madur Zorah Shalambram Nikrem Yudim. So therefore, we need to still know why are we called Jews. And the Iluzera Shels Shem Benoch Atzadit Shaya Koin Lekel Elyoim V'chein Zorah Shalev Shaya Ribu Shal Yaakov Avinu. The Rosh Yeshiva of Yaakov Avinu Nisharu B'nai Noach. Why were these people considered B'nai Noach? Shem was the Kohen Gadol in his generation, and Ava was the Rosh Yeshiva, the Rosh Yeshiva. Makarapu. Gam Mutushalach Tzadik Nechshav LeBen Noach. Mutushalach was a Tzadik Yesod Olam, and he was called LeBen Noach. Afilu Chanoich Shehofach LeMalach Mem Tet Lo Yitzar Shiach Zol Olam Azeh Baguf Eyeh Ben Noach. When he comes back to this world in a body, he'll be a Ben Noach. We're all Jews. Little lowly me. Put me next to a Shem. I mean, you can compare. On Shem, I say, Shelo Sani Goy. On Chanoich, I say, Shelo Sani Goy. You can't even use the American president anymore. It's too hard. Whenever I go around and I'm traveling, whatever, so I sometimes get asked to speak in schools and whatever. So I ask them. You all made a bracha today, Shelo Sani Goy. So who do you have in mind? Who do you have in mind? So depending where you are, they say chveis, the lowlife, the chveis, whatever, the schwarze hobo or the lowlife. Shelo Sani Goy. So I said to them, that's brilliant. So now you're celebrating the fact that you're a little bit better than a nobody. So what's the bracha, Shelo Sani Goy? Shelo Sani Goy is supposed to raise you up to the heavens. So you're saying I'm a little bit better than the suicide bomber, yeah, the Arab, the Goy, the Schwarz, whatever, yeah. We're a bit better than him. So how does that help you? That can't be what it is. So then they all cut the message. They say, no, that means when I say Shalom Sani, I should have the best Goy in mind. Who's that? So up to now they've all said George Bush. The best Goy? Who's the most famous, powerful Goy in the world? The President of America. So you tell them, okay, good, excellent. But who does the Torah say the best Goy in the world ever was?
Noach.
And then the Shia starts. And then you start teaching them who they really are. So then what did Avraham Avinu come along and that's usually I get into it. So it's usually not what they expect me to speak about. I see the teachers like getting a bit nervous. So, yeah.
Why didn't
you call him Noach Tzadik? Any other guy that the Torah refers to as Tzadik? Anywhere the Torah, the whole world was destroyed and Hashem saved Noach? You show me a better guy in the Torah than Noach?
Someone who gets to become a man and a mala to Hashem.
Do you see that anywhere in the Torah? You see anywhere in Chumash that Chumash is referred to as tzaddik, as mentet, tak 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 tak. All right, you want to know something? I'll concede. You know what? For the purpose of this discussion, you want mentet, you got him. You got him. You got him. And the next time I give my shiur your name, I'll say it over there. We're not going to have Noach. No, because Noach takes the fush in the apostle. Whatever. And all the kids know Noach. You want to cross the T's and dot all the R's.
Right.
You're welcome. You're welcome. No, I'm saying, I don't mind. You find it easier to use Chanoch to get your Shalom Sani Goy off the ground in the morning. I'm not going to deprive you of your celebration. In order to get to the depths of this subject and clarify them correctly, we have to ask ourselves a whole bunch of other questions. You see where he's going with this?
Okay?
Because you're building a sugya. Yeah, because you're building a sugya. And as you learn this, and you hear any question and the repetition, you come back to it. The sefer is so well written that it's slowly, slowly changing you without even you realizing it. Or you're just blocking it out. Afterwards, we're going to come back and clarify what we've spoken about up to now. Ah, this next pot is so delicious. Eh? No, we have to stop now.